Welcome back to season 2 of our student-led IIIW podcast, Sustainably Speaking, Beyond the OLA. I am your host, Justine. In this episode today, we will have a IIIW guest, Emma Johnson, who will present us the event she's organizing with another researcher at the Institute Gustave for Sustainability Week in Lund. Before having Emma with us and asking her some questions, I will have a bit of background and information about Sustainability Week in Lund. The week serves as a hub for exchanging ideas, fostering interdisciplinary collaboration, raising public awareness, and for inspiring sustainable transformation. This year, Sustainability Week will happen from the 8th until the 13th of April. There will be around 70 activities in Lund and surrounding areas. The events are lectures, seminars, workshops, guided tours, and exhibitions, and all of them are connected to sustainable development on ecological, economic, and social side. Everyone is welcome during Sustainability Week, but different events can target different target groups, such as students, professionals, adults, or children, for instance. Note that all the events during that week are free and everyone can access them. Some of the events that will happen will be, for example, a seminar about youth and the fight against biodiversity loss and climate change on the 12th of April. There will also be a concert by some students of the Malmö Academy of Music on the Friday afternoon, and it will also be an after-work opportunity. Botufsplatsen in Lund will be full of events during the entire week, where you would get the possibility to just come by spontaneously. And then at the Botanical Garden, there will also be a guided walking tour with environmental psychology, focusing on exploring your local environment. So a lot of very exciting events. And one of them will be the one organized by Emma and Gustav, which is Yoga for Climate Anxiety and Building Inner Resiliency to Tackle Sustainability Challenges. So on today's episode, we're having Emma Johnson, who will talk to us about her event that she's organizing during Sustainability Week. Welcome, Emma, to this episode. So first, I'm going to ask you if you could introduce yourself a little bit and tell us what you're doing at the INSTI.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Justine. So I'm a PhD student at the Institute, and I'm conducting research on circular business model innovation. So understanding how companies are implementing circular business models in practice, or how they design out waste in the way that they offer products, as well as understanding how to optimize the environmental potential of circular business models through design.
Wow, that sounds super interesting. Then my second question is that could you tell us a bit more about the event that you're organizing for Sustainability Week?
Yes. So the idea behind the event is to bring awareness to the challenges we face when working with sustainability in relation to ourselves. So we are acknowledging this climate crisis, but we also have this mental health crisis where actually I saw a study the other day that anxiety has increased from 55% from 1990 to 2019. And this is even statistics before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I believe, and there's a lot of research to show that these issues are very much interlinked. It's going to be a two-part event, and we'll start with a short interactive lecture led by Gustav, another PhD student at the Institute, and he'll be giving kind of the academic perspective on the importance of mindfulness and compassion, and essentially how these inner capabilities support psychological resilience and inner stability when dealing with challenging issues such as climate change. And also how they've been shown to increase pro-environmental behaviors, alter worldview perceptions, and support transformative capacities. And this will be followed by the second part of the workshop, where we'll have an integrated breathwork, yoga, and meditation session. So it's not really a traditionally structured yoga class, but we draw on techniques from different types of yoga and meditation disciplines to give you kind of a whole variety of intentional practices. So this event essentially aims to have a safe space to bring to light some personal challenges that comes with working with sustainability or even just being a person living on this planet during these challenging times. And also a space to learn and practice tools that support mental health and well-being in kind of general, as well as ways to process the emotions that the climate crisis brings and kind of, yeah, just to empower you to deal with these feelings and discuss how practicing mindfulness or awareness and compassion to yourself has been shown to positively influence work with sustainability and make greater transformative change.
Okay, that sounds like a super interesting topic. And I feel like it resonates somehow with the first episode we recorded about eco-anxiety. And I think it's such an important topic to, yeah, also take care of your inner self and what's going on in your mind about what's happening in the world at the moment. So super interesting. And also, I'd like to ask you, why did you choose to organize such an event during the Sustainability Week?
Yeah, I think that in a lot of the events that we end up hearing or talking about within Sustainability Week, there's a lot of information about the challenges that we have to face or come up with new solutions for. And then, of course, there's a lot of problem solving and discussion as well. But I think it's increasingly important that we have mental health and health awareness and learning how to take care of ourselves and have mm-hmm. inner resiliency and inner sustainability. So to say for ourselves how important that is with solving these challenges. So I think that it needs to become kind of a mainstreamed dialogue to address our mental health and feelings of overwhelm and mm-hmm. powerlessness or guilt and all these other emotions that come with working with these challenges. So I felt that it was kind of a good space to try to lift the conversation. And I actually saw that there's another event talking about climate psychology and something mm-hmm. like this more from a research or other perspective. So I think that would be, it's a great complement mm-hmm. to this event.
It's super interesting, yeah, for sure. And also, I've seen that you've been a yoga instructor for 8 years, right?
Yes.
So how did that come up? Was it some practice that you were doing before, or was it actually related to climate anxiety or to your anxiety in general? How did you become a yoga instructor?
Yes. My story with yoga kind of starts a long time ago. I started practicing in 2011 and I felt, at first I didn't like it actually. I thought it was really annoying. I didn't feel that much benefit. And then one day it really clicked and it really changed the way it sounds a bit cheesy, but the way that I live my life or mm-hmm. or see the world. So then I decided that I wanted to be able to teach and give these feelings to other people who are also maybe struggling mentally. But I didn't start it related to climate anxiety. Mm-hmm. I actually started a lot for physical injury, mm-hmm. sports related injury. It's actually just this year that I felt quite silly that I haven't been connecting my yoga practice with sustainability work mm-hmm. and practice. And I mean, if you break down what yoga is, it's, if I can kind of define it quite generally, like awareness through the connection of your body mm-hmm. and your breath and your mind. And so you cultivate awareness through the movement and synergy of these three aspects. And so I've always had this one side of my life or my practice that I'm, you know, trying to build up mindfulness to deal with challenges in everyday life. But then in this past year, I realized that a lot of these challenges that we're facing through my work that I felt like going a little bit blindsided mm-hmm. through and needing to, I have the tools for it. So why am I not applying these tools? And I think a lot of people are missing these tools. And when you listen to therapist recommendations or general mental health recommendations, a lot of the tools or practices that say works with awareness and breathing mm-hmm. and just general learning how to process things in your body. But yes, but that brings me to where I am today and seeing that a lot of the challenges we have, mental health challenges for society is quite interlinked to the climate crisis, as I said before. And it's really a lot of the same, I would say, solutions to have this awareness mm-hmm. of the self, the body, to really slow down the way we are living or be more mindful. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have this event to kind of tie together this yoga world, this awareness and compassion, which I feel like sometimes, I mean, people acknowledge that it has a lot of benefits and it works, but it's seen maybe as something more hippie or you don't have time for it in your regular workday or with like these big climate challenges. So I think mm-hmm. it's important to have a platform to connect these two worlds because they're very much interlinked and they will very much support us to have the resiliency and the energy to tackle climate crisis challenges.
Okay, that's great. That's a good motivation to share it with others about yoga for climate anxiety. And then now I also want to ask you, how do you feel with that? Did you felt like it actually helped you to cope with climate anxiety? Or is there also any things that work for you? Or do you feel like yoga is the big hit for you to avoid or at least think a little less about climate anxiety?
I mean, yoga is definitely not the only solution. And I mean, it's important to remember that yoga is a practice. So it's this practice of building mindfulness and resiliency and compassion to yourself for acknowledging what you can do for sustainability work and not. So it's not a one-stop solution, even if you practice yoga or meditation every mm-hmm. day, but it can really help to give you quite tangible tools and mm-hmm. how to ground yourself, how to be kind to yourself in the mm-hmm. conversation you have about the limits and both the power of what you can do and change. So it's a great practice. It's a great tool to have and to acknowledge, but it definitely won't solve all of our problems. And I think, of course, we have a lot of mm-hmm. systemic challenges that yoga won't fix, but I'd like to say it's a good step. Mm-hmm. And just good to bring awareness in general and have a space for other people to feel know that they're not alone mm-hmm. in these types of feelings, that there's ways that you can deal with them, that we have to deal and process with these emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to keep contributing to, worsening mental health crisis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now my last question would be, what do you expect from this week for yourself as someone who's hosting something, but also as a participant to this event? Do you have any expectations? Do you wish to share any specific thing? Do you wish people will leave your workshop being super smiley and happy and hopeful? I don't know. Do you have any expectations for this?
Yeah, I guess maybe for my own event or workshop, that I hope that I hope a little bit that there's tears or that there's an expression of emotion, because mm-hmm. it means that you're moving through something or you're processing. I hope that people feel also a little bit empowered, mm-hmm. That they, you know, that they can do something to support themselves and also support the mm-hmm. the planet, and then also maybe just to bring more connections to other people in the community who are feeling similar. Mm-hmm. For the Sustainability Week in general, I'm looking forward to actually more of the hands-on workshop. So mm-hmm. before, when I've been to some events for Sustainability Week, then I tend to go more for the lectures or the talks and the dialogues. Really want information data driven, but I think it's quite cool this year. I'm taking the perspective of, you know, what can we do in a hands-on way for sustainability. So I know there's a sourdough starter mm-hmm. event, and what is it called, when you take a clipping of plants, what is it called, where you propagate the plants. Anyway, there's these types of more hands-on workshop, and there's exploring sustainability through art, so seeing it in a way of how can we come up with more creative perspectives or solutions mm-hmm. Sustainability Week. And I think that's really important to have this instead of being so serious, mm-hmm. to have these other aspects. So I think, I hope I have time to attend a lot of the events. We'll see.
That sounds super exciting. Yeah, also through art, I think it's super important. And I remember this was kind of a discussion we had during the first episode about climate anxiety. Find something that makes you feel good, gardening, painting, pottery, whatever. But find something artsy, crafty, that makes you just reconnect with Earth also and with yourself. So
exactly.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much, Emma, for answering the questions, and see you at the Sustainability Week at your workshop.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and hope to see you there.
Thank you. So to finish this podcast, reminder of Sustainability Week, which will happen from the 8th until the 13th of April in Lund and surrounding areas. Feel free to join any of the events. They're all for free, all accessible. And so if you wish to know more about yoga to cope with climate anxiety, which will be the event organized by Emma and Gustav, you can register for the event. The link will be on the description of the podcast. And it will happen on the 8th of April from 3 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. At any yoga studio in Lund. You will also find all the links about Sustainability Week and this event on the description of the podcast. And feel free to also join any of the other events of the Sustainability Week. As Emma mentioned, there are many of them, many different ones. That's going to be pretty exciting. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and until next time.